Ever feel like you're stumbling around in the stock market like everyone else has a map and you're just using your phone's GPS?
Right, like you're missing the insider guidebook.
Exactly. Well, today we are diving into a reading list that could change that, unlock some serious market knowledge.
Yeah, we're talking top stock market investing books, all from a super reliable source.
Our mission is to give you the inside scoop on these books so you can pick the perfect one for where you are in your investing journey.
It's not just about picking stocks, though, is it? It's about understanding, like, the whole language of the market. And each book is like its own dialect.
Ooh, I like that. So two authors kept popping up on this list, William O'Neill and Mark Minervini. Why are these guys like the rock stars of the investing world?
These aren't just armchair theorists. They've walked the walk, built systems for finding winning stocks, like, way before the masses catch on.
Okay, I am officially intrigued. So let's start with O'Neill. He's got this book, How to Make Money in Stocks, which, I mean, isn't that the goal?
That's the AE goal. It's like a must-read, considered a foundational text by, well, pretty much everyone.
So what's the magic inside? What's he telling us?
He introduces this thing he calls Can Slim. It's seven criteria for pinpointing companies that are like ready to blast off. It's all about finding those future winners.
Seven criteria. I can barely remember what I ate for breakfast. So what's one example? Like, what should I be looking for?
Well, one biggie is earnings growth. O'Neill teaches you to look beyond all the hype, all the noise, and just analyze a company's actual earnings history. That's where the real story is.
So you can separate the contenders from the pretenders.
You got it.
Now he's got a couple other books on this list too, right?
Yeah, he does. Things like The Successful Investor and 24 Essential Lessons for Investment Success. Those really build on that whole Can Slim foundation. Get into the psychology of it all, you know?
Because it's not just about numbers, is it?
Nope. He talks about managing risk, riding out the market's ups and downs without losing your cool. That's huge.
Easier said than done sometimes, though, right?
Oh, tell me about it. Emotions can really mess with your strategy.
Okay, so on to our next rock star, Minervini. His book is called Trade Like a Stock Market Wizard. Honestly, that title makes me a little nervous. What's his whole thing?
He's all about momentum trading.
Purple.
Picture this. You see a stock that's already climbing, already on a roll.
Like catching a wave?
Exactly. He shows you how to spot those waves, jump on, and just as importantly, how to jump off before things take a dive.
So you don't get wiped out when the wave crashes.
Precisely. And that's where his other book comes in, Think and Trade Like a Champion.
Yeah.
It's all about the mental game, that discipline you need.
Because even if you see the wave coming, you still have to have the guts to ride it.
100%. And you got to know when to bail. Now, we've got this awesome duo, but there are a bunch of other authors on this list too. John Murphy, Mark Douglas, John Boyd.
It's like assembling an all-star team of investing mentors. So tell me, what are their superpowers? What do they bring to the table?
Well, Murphy, he's the technical analysis guru. It's almost like learning a new language, you
Yeah.
know, like deciphering charts and patterns.
And suddenly those lines on a graph actually start to make sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then there's Douglas. He's kind of in that same vein as O'Neill, really digging into the psychology of trading, like how our brains can sometimes work against us.
We are our own worst enemy, huh?
Sometimes. But Douglas gives you ways to fight back, stay focused, even when the market's doing its crazy dance.
Okay, so we've got numbers, we've got mind games. What else?
Then there's Boyk. He's got this unique angle. He analyzes strategies used by history's best traders.
Oh, wow. So we're talking like learning from the legends.
Exactly. It's all about those timeless principles that still apply today.
Okay, this is amazing. So much good stuff here, but honestly, it's a little overwhelming. Where do you even start?
That's a great question. If you're just dipping your toes into investing, I'd say start with O'Neill's How to Make Money in Stocks. It's a classic for a reason.
Solid foundation.
Yeah. Now, if you're more of a high-speed action kind of person, drawn to that momentum trading, then Minervini is your guy. But honestly, the best thing to do is explore. Try a few out. See what clicks with your style.
It's like a buffet of investing knowledge. Sample everything and find what you like.
Love that. And don't forget, no single book holds all the answers. The key is to never stop learning. Always be refining your approach, you know?
Always evolving. So, listeners, take this as your sign to dive into these books.
Yeah, think about how they complement each other or even challenge each other. That's how you really develop your own investment philosophy.
And maybe someday you'll be writing your own investing bestseller. That's a deep dive for another time, though.